Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. Today on the show, we're lifting up a little girl whose story has touched hearts across our community. 5-year-old Oakley Rain was born with hypoplastic left heart syndrome and received a heart transplant when she was still a baby. Since then, her journey has been filled with challenges, uncertainty, hospital stays, procedures, and setbacks that would overwhelm even the strongest adult. Most recently, Oakley faced complications with a scheduled heart catheterization and had to be stopped when her heart rate spiked and her blood pressure dropped. She stabilized quickly and doctors will try again next month, but the emotional and physical weight on this family remains heavy. Through it all, Oakley's mother, Alexis Atchley, has been by her side. She continues to share updates, ask for prayers, and carry her daughter through each step. This season, the Alabama Stormtroopers have launched a Pray It Forward fundraiser to help make Christmas special for Oakley and give this family support during a difficult time. Right now, we're grateful to have Alexis Atchley with us on The Mark White Show. Welcome to the show, Alexis.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alexis, for listeners hearing Oakley's story for the first time, can you take us back to her diagnosis at birth and what those early days looked like?
It was probably honestly the scariest thing in the whole wide world. We actually went in for my OB, regular OB appointment here at home, and they told me I had a two-vessel umbilical cord. And then after that, they sent me to UAB, and from there is when I got the diagnosis, and they pretty much told us that our world was going to change. Everything was going to have to be done at Children's. We wasn't going to be able to do anything else at home. And so for me, it was life-changing because everything just went up in flames in the matter of like 5 seconds.
So when you first learned about hypoplastic left heart syndrome, and I'm guessing that you probably had never heard of that before.
No, not at all.
How did your family process that news?
I think everybody tried to stay positive for me because I was pregnant and it was just a lot at once. Everybody tried to reassure me everything was going to be okay. But of course, I went to Google and started Googling cases and finding Facebook groups of all these things, which not a lot of them were great outcomes. And so it was hard, but I felt like everybody around me tried to keep everything pretty positive so that I wouldn't just go absolutely insane.
And Oakley received her heart transplant in December of 2020. And she wasn't even a year old yet. What do you remember most about that transplant journey and the days that surrounded that?
I thought to myself that once you got a transplant, all things were great and wonderful. But literally, the only like awesome thing that really came from it then was we seen our baby be 100% oxygen for the first time, and she was not blue anymore. And I remember that's the first thing I did when I walked in. I said, she's 100% oxygen. We've never seen this. And so after that, a week actually after she got her transplant, she bled out and was causing a lot of issues, and she was just not doing really good. And so it was very difficult for us.
As you just mentioned, Alexis, some people may have a misunderstanding of what a transplant can do, and maybe some assume that the battle's over. But for you and your family, the journey has continued. What were the months and years after transplant like for your family?
It was a lot. It was like 20-something medications every day, feeds through her G-tube every 3 hours. We were having doctor's appointments what felt like every other day. It's been a lot. And it's, to me, I went into it thinking, oh, a transplant is a fix. This is exactly what's going to be better for us. And in reality, it's just a longer chance at life because it still comes with surgeries, heart casts, medications, all the things.
How would you describe Oakley during those early years as she recovered and grew?
She acted like nothing bothered her. I mean, she just went through it with so much grace. She was so strong, and she's still to this day so strong. She just acted like, you know what, this is how I'm supposed to be doing life, and I'm just going to do it.
Let's go to the recent hospital visit that, of course, was very frightening for you. She was scheduled for a heart catheterization, but complications forced doctors to stop. Can you walk us through exactly what happened that day?
Yes, sir. So 2 weeks prior, she had sinus surgery. And so the day that we went in for the heart cath, we also were doing the unpacking of the sinuses. And so when they got in there, they unpacked her sinuses, but she apparently had bled out more than they assumed and more than they thought she was going to. And then they also had to get labs on top of that to check like her heart function and things like that. And so when our doctor got in there to do her heart cath, he said that her heart rate had spiked and her blood pressure had bottomed out. And so he immediately took a step back and he was like, we cannot do this today.
What was going through your mind at the moment that the doctor is describing her heart rate and her blood pressure?
It makes me so nervous because we've been through, even like recently last December, Oakley went to cardiac arrest during a heart cath. And so that was my first thought, is something was really bad wrong. She's not okay. And fear just honestly set through my body because I'm a mom that I just want to fix everything. And in that moment, you can't do nothing but just sit in this room and pray to God that your child's okay.
And of course, they're going to try again. What are the next steps to move forward for Oakley?
We do our heart cath on December 2nd. If she's out of rejection, great. We get to come home. If she's still in rejection, the last thing we talked about was starting a 3-day steroid, high-dose steroid in the hospital. And then they're going to try her on another medication that we tried months ago that didn't do well for her. So we have to try it one more time.
How's Oakley feeling right now?
She is great. You wouldn't think it's just another day for her. She is having a good old time. She's in there right now playing with her brother, just playing cars, watching Mickey Mouse. They're just living life.
I've done quite a few shows about caregiving, and for the most part, it's been geared toward adults, but you've had to be a caregiver for a 5-year-old, and through transplant life, a lot of people don't understand what the daily demands are. What does a normal week look like for you regarding medications, monitoring, and even routine care for Oakley?
We do medicines every morning and every night, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And then Oakley does therapy twice a week on top of, she does in-home schooling because we can't go to school right now because of the sicknesses. So we do once a week in homeschooling. So we, and on top of appointments whenever we have them. So it is super busy all the time.
All right. So how do you balance being a mom, a caregiver, an advocate, and everything else that's being required of you right now, Alexis?
I'm hanging on by a thread sometimes, but really God gets us through it all because he literally, we have so many people that are praying for us, they're always rooting for us, and he is literally the way maker, and he's the reason why we've made it this far.
And people see the updates. You have friends who are reaching out to those who can help spread the word about this fundraiser with the Alabama Stormtroopers, and people rarely see the exhaustion behind the scenes of the work that's happening. What's the hardest part for you personally, Alexis?
I think watching your child suffer when she's sick or when she's having to get labs or when she's having to go in for these heart casts and not being able to just fix all the hurt or all the pain. That's probably the worst part of it.
And how about Oakley when she has to deal with a hospital environment, the procedures, uncertainty as a five-year-old? What helps her stay strong?
I think she's just so resilient, and this has been her life, her whole life, because we go to the hospital and she goes straight to the toy closet, or the child life specialist is bringing her an iPad or some slime. So she just walks in there like it's literally another day for her. It's no different. I feel like she goes in, she tells me that she's brave and strong, and we do it, and it's like she just knows to do it.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Alexis Atchley. We are talking about her sweet five-year-old Oakley Rain, who was born with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, and she received a heart transplant while she was still a baby. She's had a lot to go through. And in the next segment, we're going to talk more about Oakley's personality, and we're going to talk about a very special fundraiser that has been organized by Alabama Stormtroopers. Alexis, will you stick with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we have Alexis Atchley on the line with me right now. Some of you may have heard about
Oakley Rain, I had a friend of Alexis's reach out to me about sharing this story on the Mark White Show, and I'm glad to be able to have Alexis on the line as we continue to spread the word about Oakley, her fight, and this special fundraiser coming up to support a special Christmas for Oakley. Welcome back to the show, Alexis.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you share a lot of sweet pictures of Oakley smiling or being silly. Who is Oakley as a five-year-old, and what does she love?
Oh, she is the sassiest five-year-old. She is so fun, so full of life. She loves Brandon Lake and his music. We are the biggest Brandon Lake fans in our house. And she loves all things Disney. We're getting to go to Disney next year for her Make-A-Wish trip. So she is a Moana fan through and through. She loves all her siblings. She's literally the life of everybody. She's always smiling. She's always dancing, and she's always singing.
I love that. What's it like for the siblings to be there with Oakley and to know what she's experiencing?
So her older siblings, I know that it's been hard on them because they are quite older, and I've watched them struggle too. You know, hearing some of the stuff, even as us parents have to hear, it has to be hard for them because when Oakley was born, nobody got to meet Oakley until Oakley was at least 3 months old because of COVID. And so I know that was super hard for them because it was completely out of the abnormal for them. And so, and her little brother, he just goes with the flow because he's so young and he's just like, sissy this, sissy that. And none of them treat her any different. Everybody just treats her like she's just a normal child.
And since you brought it up, Oakley's surgery in 2020 was in the midst of the COVID crisis. And it was an interesting experience for people who were in the hospital. And for you to be in that long to have that experience, what was that like in 2020?
It was honestly probably the hardest thing I've ever been through because you were stuck in between four walls and that was it. There was no going to do fun stuff. There was no the fun parades that they do now. It was, we had to meet Santa for the first time via FaceTime. We didn't get to do and enjoy anything. And I remember begging the doctors, I was like, please let me just take her to the end cap and let her just look outside. And so we luckily had great doctors and everybody at Children's is fantastic. So everybody like made way for us just to walk around the unit once or twice just to be able to get out of our room, because that truly was the hardest part, is being stuck and confined in four walls while going through the hardest thing of your entire life.
What are some moments recently that you could say Oakley has made you laugh or brought you hope on a particularly difficult day?
I think that our mornings, like on our way to her heart cath, or even on a way to a doctor's appointment, we are shouting gratitude by Brandon Lake and just looking back and looking at her and her raising her hand and her praising the Lord and her just being her silly self, always making these silly jokes. That right there can make any bad day better. She truly is a lot in this world, and she makes, honestly, even if I'm having a super bad day, I just look at her and I'm like, you know, she's been through it and she still has a smile on her face. So there's no reason why I can't.
Absolutely. That's a great attitude. And I'm glad that Oakley exudes that for you and your family as she's going through these difficult challenges. And it does teach us a lot when we see someone so young to go through this and have that kind of spirit.
Yes, sir.
So the Pray It Forward fundraiser is taking place now, and it's thanks to the Alabama Stormtroopers. How did you get connected with Alabama Stormtroopers for this special fundraiser for a Christmas for Oakley?
So Melina and me go to church together, and she actually reached out to me on Facebook a couple weeks back and asked if I would be okay with us nominating Oakley as their Pray It Forward campaign person for the this year. And I told her yes, if that's what she felt led to do, that she is more than welcome to use Oakley. And I'm super excited. What they do is so amazing. And, you know, I've never heard about this until this year and until Oakley got voted in to be it. And it will be something that I will contribute to every year after this.
So for them to choose Oakley and to consider her story and then decide, okay, we're going to have this fundraiser in recognition of the challenges Oakley faces and give her a special Christmas, what does that mean to you personally?
To me, it just warms my entire heart that like people see it, and people, like for me as a single mom, people look at me and they think, you know, my child's worthy enough to be chosen for this, which I'm sure there's a million other kids out in this world that have a story just like ours And they could have chosen anybody, but for them to choose my child and use her story. And my thing is, I love that they use her story to like bring more people awareness to what CHD is and what heart transplant is. And for that, that just means the whole world to me.
And obviously, as the news spreads about Oakley and her story, more and more people are going to want to help. What's the most meaningful and impactful way that someone can support your family during this season?
Honestly, prayers. Prayers are what get us through. God has literally got us through the past 5 years. And even before when I was pregnant, I'm telling you, prayers go far more than anything else can ever go. We would not make it here if we didn't have the whole world praying for us, I don't believe.
Of course, we have Thanksgiving first, but Christmas is right around the corner. And as it approaches, what are your hopes for Oakley?
I'm really, really hoping that Oakley is out of rejection when we go back in December so that we can spend Christmas at home all together and not her not having to get medication that makes her irritable or upset. So I just really hope this Christmas is a Christmas filled with love and happiness in our home with me, her, and my little boy, and so that we actually get to spend it at home, get to do some family traditions, and just have a good Christmas, not in the hospital.
And as you think about what the Alabama Stormtroopers are doing to give a special Christmas to Oakley, what would make this holiday season special for a five-year-old named Oakley?
I think just getting to see the love and support that she has. That we read every positive comment. Every time somebody shares our story, I tell her, and she is like, we tell her because it's so uplifting. Even as a five-year-old, this is amazing to her because she, as a five-year-old, knows how much she's loved by people that don't even know her. But she has been a lot to this world, and I'm telling you, she's changed more people's lives than I even know.
What do you want people to take away from Oakley's story?
That please never give up. And if a five-year-old can do it, you can do it because she is resilient. And I want you to know that even on the hardest days, it gets better.
And finally, for those listening right now who are following your updates, praying for Oakley and carrying you in their hearts, what would you like to say to those people?
Thank y'all so much for praying for us, for just following our journey, for just being there for us on the hard days, because I promise no comment, no like, no share goes unnoticed.
And right now, folks, you can support the Pray It Forward fundraiser, which is benefiting Oakley Rain. You can donate now through December 21st. You're going to go to linktr.ee/ALStormtroopers. And then you can donate there. I'll also share the flyer. It's part of the promo that promoted this show where there's a QR code. And then the website is also on that. And it supports the Pray It Forward fundraiser for Oakley. And Alexis, it's a real privilege and pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share Oakley's story. And I hope that others are encouraged by this. And Oakley, if you happen to hear this, we're cheering for you. You're strong. You're loved. And you are surrounded by people who believe in you. And so, Alexis, thank you again for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities, not just around our community, but around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Green's Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Green's Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.